According to the World Health Organization, an estimated 2 million young women are living with untreated obstetric fistula in Asia and sub-Saharan Africa. Many of these young women live in silence with the treatable medical condition, which can lead to bladder and skin infections, kidney disorders, and at times death if left untreated. Obstetric fistula is a serious internal organ injury sustained by women during childbirth. Kate Grant, Chief Executive Officer of the Fistula Foundation, says the condition is life-altering for women who are usually in their early to late teens.
One of the things that's most heartbreaking about this is that it happens on generally a first birth. So a woman's giving birth for the first time. She's often in her late teens, early 20s. She's excited about having a baby. And instead, generally the baby's died and she's left, again, incontinent. It means that she's leaking urine and sometimes feces as well, and that obviously creates a smell.
Grant says in many developed nations, people facing similar medical conditions can alleviate the issue with adult diapers and even simply having running hot water, normally not accessed by large numbers of rural women in Africa.
The women often end up ostracized because of the odor that's produced. So on top of this horrendous physical injury, the psychological wounds are also often profound, which is the women get isolated. They too frequently get left by husbands. Often parents take the young women back into their home.
Zimbabwe currently attempting to reach its Millennium Development Goals, which include improving maternal health, is expected to be among 29 nations to benefit from the Fistula Foundation's Obstetric Fistula Treatment Program. The United Nations International Children's Emergency Fund says Zimbabwe has seen huge improvements in its prenatal, newborn, and maternal health care over the past 5 years. The number of pregnant women who receive prenatal care has increased in the past few years from 57 to 90%, while mothers accessing care after giving birth has increased from 27 to 78%. Grant says with the gains in many healthcare systems within countries like Zimbabwe, there is still need for emergency obstetric treatment in health delivery systems.
In too many places, women in labor don't have access to emergency obstetric care. Thankfully, most births, 90%+ of births go just fine without a trained medical provider there. But in those instances where a woman has problems, particularly obstructed birth, one that would be relieved relatively easily in a developed country like the U.S. with a C-section, a woman delivering, whether it's in rural Zimbabwe or rural pretty much anywhere else in sub-Saharan Africa, is going to have challenges.
Grant says the success of their programs in providing 10,000 surgeries over the past 5 years is shown in the stories of women treated, including one from Chad, who suffered with her injury for nearly 15 years.
Her husband had also abandoned her, and most of her community rejected her. She was at least helped by her family, but in that context certainly felt ashamed and lonely. But surgery ended up being able to fix her, and that's just one story of one woman in Chad, but there's 10,000 others like that.
In Zimbabwe, like the 28 countries the Fistula Foundation currently operates, the organization will be launching the pilot program through funding doctors that treat obstetric fistula. The program is expected to start in the coming months. Will target the treatment of women in the country living with the medical condition. Reporting for Studio 7, this is Tatenda Gumbo in Washington, D.C.